Unit 5. Recording 4. Lesson 5B. Exercise 7.
Hello and welcome to Nature Files. Did you know that some people say animals, yes, that's right, animals, can predict not only extreme weather, but also natural disasters? Julie Crawford, an expert in animal behaviour, is here to talk to us today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Tell me, is there any truth in this idea that animals can predict these kinds of disasters?
Well, yes, there is. Let's take weather first. Here's an example that lots of people know about. Cows often lie down just before a thunderstorm.
Oh, yes, I have heard that. Is it actually true?
Yes, it is. Some people think it's because they want to keep their bit of grass dry. But there are lots and lots more examples like this. Did you know that birds often stop flying and go back to their nests before a storm?
No, I didn't know that. Wow. What about natural disasters like earthquakes?
Oh, well, now this is very interesting. For hundreds of years, we have known that animals and birds go quiet just before an earthquake.
What do you mean?
Birds stop singing, dogs stop barking, that kind of thing.
Wow, so they know.
They seem to. And here's something else. In 2004, there was a terrible tsunami in Southeast Asia. Hundreds and thousands of people died, but almost no wild animals.
Really?
Yes. The wild animals ran to higher ground. Even elephants. Elephants that tourists were riding on ran up to the hills.
Really? With the tourists on them?
Yes, that's right. The elephants carried the tourists to safety. They were really lucky.
Wow, that's amazing. Those clever elephants.